Today's sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Lamed. We pick up three lines from the bottom of Chav Tes Amid Beis, reminding ourselves that we were talking about a din that Bar Pada had mentioned. Based upon our Mishnah, he understood that when you redeem something and then it returns to its status of Kedusha, and then you redeem it, it returns to its status of Kedusha, even after the trees were cut down, then there still needs a redemption because lo poka kedusha b'chdi, it can't just go off. That was Bar Pada's teaching. Now, Yosef Rabbi Ovin v'Rav Yitzchak b'Rebbe. Now, Rabbi Ovin and Rav Yitzchak b'Rebbe, that's the gersa that we have. If you look in b'Rebbe, either means the son of Rebbe or it means the Gadol Hador. But if you look in Oz Beis and Lagos, it's a union. So he brings out the correct gersa should be Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef. In any event, these two, Talmidei Chacham, these Amoraim, Rabbi Ovin and Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, were sitting Kamei, the Rabbi Yirmiya, in front of Rabbi Yirmiya. He was the Rabbi. The Kominam named Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya was taking a little bit of a shluff. He was dozing in front of them. And Yosvei v'Kamei, and therefore Rabbi Ovin and Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, were sitting there and learning. And they said, according to the din, Lebar Pado, the Amar Pidon, Chozos v'Kodshos, according to Bar Pado, said that when you made the neder, that it should be Kadosh until you cut them down, these saplings, so in this situation, if you redeem them, they return and get the Kedusha. If you redeem them, they turn and get the Kedusha again. So we turn to Lamed Amud Aleph. Based upon this concept that the Kedusha returns each time, lo poka b'chdi, so then Tivshot, we should be able to answer the question that Rav Hoshaya asked. The boy Rav Hoshaya. Rav Hoshaya asked this in the Gemara in Kedushin. And he had said, what about the following case? What's the halacha? Hano saying, shtei prutos le'isha. If a man gives two prutos to a woman, you can be Makadish a woman, we pass like Beis Hillel, that you're Makadish a woman with just a shava pruta or a pruta itself, of course. So if a person gives a woman two prutos, and he says to her, bi'achas hiskachi li hayom, with one of them you'll go and become married to me today. And then he says, uvi'achas hiskachi li, and dagos utziyunim os aleph, adds the word over here, lemochar. And the other penny, you'll become to me married tomorrow. Now, why would you need to remarry her again? So he says, li'achar she'egarshech. After I go and divorce you, you get married to me today, I'm going to divorce you, and then you'll be remarried to me tomorrow with the second proof that I'm giving right now. So therefore, that was the question of Hoshaya asked, is this or is this not a valid kedushin on the second kedushin? So these two Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbi Ovin and Rav Nachman Bar Yosef, they wanted to say, Hochanami dahabu kiddushay. Based upon Bar Pada, who had said that the kiddushin returns to these trees, even though you were pulled to them, after you were pulled to them, so now the kiddushin returns, and the kiddushin returns, so to Ovid, they wanted to suggest the answer to Rav Hoshaya's question would be that the woman would be mikudeshes as soon as the first kiddushin was removed because of the divorce, so boom, the second kiddushin automatically will kick in, similar to Bar Pada's Shita. So that's what they had said, and at that point in time, Rav Yirmiya wakes up. Rav Yirmiya wakes up. He was dozing. He wasn't fully asleep, and he hears them, and he tells them, while he was half asleep, so to say, he heard them talking, and he told them they're wrong. Amalu, he says, no. My ko madmisun. Why are you comparing this over here to the case of Pidon? Who? You're comparing it to the situation where one person redeems it, and then it becomes kadosh, and then he redeems it again, and it becomes kadosh. That's not the right way to redeem it. You should compare it instead, lepidom acherim. If other people were to go and redeem it, then the kedusha doesn't return. And he brings down, hochem Rav Yochanan, because this is, Rav Yochanan understood our Mishnah by Padashita as follows. He says, pidon, who? He has to go and redeem it. Then, chozos u'kedoshos. Only then in that situation does the kedusha automatically return. But, pidom acherim, if somebody else redeemed it, boom, the original Kedusha that you instilled in it with the neder no longer can go in return because somebody else redeemed it and it's out of your Rishus. Once it's out of your Rishus, the original Kedusha that you put into it has no place to go. And therefore, when you're comparing it over here to the man who gave the woman the two prutos, so as soon as she is divorced, she's no longer, so to say, in his domain. We'll see inside in the Ron in a second how he explains this. But that's essentially it. And therefore, the second pruta can't kick in. You can't learn this from our case, because our case is only if Pidon, who does it become, again, Chozros u'Kedoshos. But if it was Pidon, somebody else, Pidon Acherim, so then the Kedusha doesn't come back. And the case with the woman, she is her own boss, so to say. It's no longer under the domain of the husband. He divorced her. So now she's in her own domain, and the Kedusha can't come back, i.e., the Pruta that he gave her doesn't automatically kick in. Of course, if he gave her Pruta, then it would, but not based upon the original giving the Pruta. Now, let's understand this a little bit better by looking in the Ran. The Ran explains it, and he says, Lo shanu elo shepidom. In Dibra Maskel, lo shanu elo shepidom, he says, the kivam de padom who? Only in a situation where he goes and redeems it, in that situation does the Kedusha come back. However, li olam, in that situation, lo yotzu nitios halalu mirishus hektish or mirishus so. So in that situation, it either belonged to hektish or belongs to him. Belongs to Hektish, belongs to him, depending on the redemption. So that situation, dinush yuchosus kedoshus. In that situation, and only in that situation, does the Kedusha return. However, the Ran explains, al pidom acherim, if somebody else were to be pulled these saplings, afilu hichnisum achakein l'rishu so, even that person then subsequently gave it to him, ein chosus kedoshus. They don't go and return the Kedusha. Why? Lefi shemiyad shepidom acherim. As soon as another person went and redeemed it, nistalek rishus balam harishonim mehen. The original owner who was makadishit, it's gone. It's no longer his rishus. So even though he gets it back, then we have to do a new hektish of it in order for that hektish to take effect. Bekiva dahayi shaita, at that moment in time when the other person redeemed it, his original hektish can't exist on it, it can't be chal on it, so basar shaita, even after it no longer is in their possession, and even if they gave it back to him, nami keshechnisum acherim l'rishus, so even if they put it back in his rishus, lo chayal, the original Kedusha is not going to be chayal. And therefore, the next Ran, Bishanami kipidahua acherim damya. And the woman is referred or comparable to the other person being poded and not to the man being poded himself. And why is that? The Ran says, Lefisha miyad shinis garsha. When this woman is divorced after the first Kedusha that she had with the man, yotzeis me rishus habal lirishus sa. She's no longer in his domain. She's not in his rishus. She's now in her own rishus. The ain kiddushin chalin aleha, and the kiddushin can't be chalin her from the original second pruta that he gave her. Again, of course, if he wants to be makadisher now with a pruta, of course he could if she accepts. But it doesn't automatically kick in because we compare it to pidon acherim and not to pidon atzmo. Now, the Ran then goes to an arichus over here, explaining why this is the case, because originally said you might have thought it would be the opposite, brings out a Rambam, it seems to suggest like that, and the Ran ultimately says, no, the way we learn it now is the way he prefers against the Rambam. Okay. Now the Gemara continues and says, does anybody else hold like this? And the Gemara says, yes. It manami, likewise, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Ami said in Rabbi Yochanan, Lo shanu ala shebidon hu, avo pidon acherim ein chozos u kedoshos. So Rav Ami, in the name of Yochanan, said exactly the same thing that Rav Yirmiyah had said. And that is that the case of the woman is not analogous to the case of Pidom himself, because then you could prove, as Rav Avin and Rav Nachman Bar Yosef wanted to prove, that Rav Hoshai's question could be answered and say, yes, the woman is Mekudeshes. But in fact, it's analogous to the case of Pidom Acherim, and that situation, you can't answer up what Rav Hoshai's answer would be. The Ran does bring down, there are other ways you could answer up Rav Hoshai's question, and in that long round that I just mentioned, he discusses that, but for now, Rav Ami, Amar Rav Yochanan says as well, Lo shanu elo shepidon hu, that would only be in the case where he redeemed it, that's when the Kedusha comes back, Avo pidon acherim, ein chozos u'kedoshos, the Kedusha doesn't come back if somebody else redeemed it. Now we go on to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah tells us, Hanoder Miyor Deyam. And this is actually going to be a series of Mishnayis now that we have with very, very short, specific cases of what certain Nedarim mean. So if a person makes a Neder and says something should be offered to him, Hanoder Miyor Deyam, he says, the people that are classified as Yor Deyam, sailors. So the Yor Deyam, they should be offered to him to benefit from them. So then, Mutter biyoshve hayabosha. He would be permitted to go and get benefit from land dwellers, from people that aren't sailors, that don't go out to the sea. But if he said it the other way around, he said it's also for me to get hano miyoshve hayabosha from people that live on the land, so then osur miyor deyam. Not only is he osur from his neder to get hano from yoshve hayabosha from people that live on the land, but he would likewise be osur miyor deyam from sailors, from the people that go out into the water. Why? Because Sheyor Dehayam B'chlal Yoshvei Hayabasha. Because ultimately, all of those people are coming back to the land. So even though they're in the sea right now, but they're still called landlubbers. They're still called people that live on the land, even though they're maybe out at sea on a submarine for months at a time, but they're still eventually coming back to land. Sheyor Dehayam B'chlal Yoshvei Hayabasha. And you can see this in the Ran clearly in Dibur Maslam. Because Afilu Haim Achshu Bayam, even when they are out on the water, he still is also to get Hanor from them because Shesof and Lalos Liyabosha, eventually they're coming back to the land. Even if they're on a nuclear submarine, they're going to be out there for 6 months at a time without breaking the surface of the water. Nevertheless, they're eventually coming back, as Gemara will explain. Kedavarish, Taima Bigamara. Now then, we have a statement that says, Lo Ki Elu Shaholchu Miyako Liyapo. As opposed to those people that go from Akur Yafo on like a ferry of some sort, they're not included. Now we'll have to explain in the Gemara what that means. There's two possible ways to explain it. And again, we'll see this in a moment in the Gemara, so I won't explain it any further now. And then the Mishnah concludes and says, Ella, they're like Bemisha Darko Leforish. They're like people that go all the way out to the Yam. Now, again, hard to understand this right now. The Gemara will start right now and give two possible ways to understand it. This is either talking about the first statement of the Mishnah or the second statement of the Mishnah. So Gemara starts and says, "Rapapa Ravacha Bereda Ravika Chad Masnei Reisha V'Chad Masnei Seifa." These two Amorayim had an argument as to whether this statement "Lo Kelu Shochem Mayako Liyapo" goes on the Reisha or the Seifa. Let's understand this better. Whichever one of them, we don't know which one, was the Rapapa Ravacha, said it goes on the Reisha, Manditani Reisha, whichever one said it goes on the Reisha, Masni Hochi, they would learn this statement as follows. Hanoder, let's read it again. Hanoder mi Yorde Hayam, if a person makes a nether, he can't get an off from Yorde Hayam, Mutr bi Yoshe Yabosha. That person is allowed to get an off from the Yoshe Yabosha. He says, I'm not going to get any an off from the sailors. Well, people who live on the land aren't called sailors. So therefore, he can get an off from the people who live on the land. However, what do we define as a sailor? The simple understanding would be anybody that goes out to the Yam would be Osir. He's not allowed to get an offer from them. However, but not for the people that go on a ferry. The Lo Ke'elu, those people, Lo Ke'elu, Shehocha, Me'ako, Liyafo, they're not considered sailors. They're considered landlubbers. Either on a ferry, that's a short little trip. They're not considered sailors and they're not included in his statement. And we turn to Lamed Amud Beis. Those people that go hahochem me'akol liyafo, they're not considered lo keilu hahochem me'akol liyafo. They're not considered sailors. They're considered landlubbers. Doholein yoshe yaboshininu. They're considered landlubbers. So who then is considered like the sailors that are yoshve hayam? So the elo, those people are mimisha darkin laforish. The people that really go out there. They really go out into the ocean. Those are the people that he can't get enough from. But quote, sailors on the ferry, the little trip from Akur Yafo, those people aren't sailors, they're considered landlubbers in regards to this nether. That's the first way to learn this statement. Second way to learn it is as follows. Uman de Masne Sefer, the one that said you learn it on the Sefer, would learn it Masne Hoche in the following manner. When the person said, I know there me Yoshua Yabosha, when he says, I asked myself to get an Hainor from people that are Yoshua Yabosha, so also be Yordayam, as we said in the Mishnah, everybody is eventually returning to the land, so that includes even the sailors. And don't think it only means sailors on the ferries. Not only those people, you might have said, well, those people aren't really sailors, they're landlubbers, but the guys that really go out all the way to the ocean, so those aren't considered in this. No. Not only are those types of sailors included as landlubbers, as Yoshvei Hayabasha, Ella, also, Afilu b'misha darku l'farish, even those people that go all the way out to the ocean, since, as the Rana pointed out, and here's where the Rana got it from the Gemara, since everybody eventually coming home, the guy in the nuclear submarine after 6 months out at sea is eventually coming home. So since Sofal Yabosha Solik, everybody's coming back to the land. So not only are the ferry people, but even the deep sea voyagers, those are all called Yordei Hayam, but they're also Miyoshvei Hayabasha. Therefore, if the person makes an edit, then he won't get an off from Yoshvei Hayabasha, so that includes everybody. Also, even Biyarde Hayam, and not only the ferries, but even the people that go on the deep sea voyages. Next Mishnah, similar style. Hanodeh Meroe Achama. If the person says, I ask myself to get an off from people that are Meroe Achama, they see the sun. So he's also to get Hanoah, Af Bisumen, even from blind people that obviously can't see the sun. Why is that? Because Shalonis Skadim, when he made the nether, his intention wasn't Ella for Lemi Shahachama Roa Oson. He didn't mean that you see the sun. That's not what he meant by Roa Chama. He meant that the sun can see you. And how do we know that this is true? That's the whole Mishnah. Gemara says, my time, what's the reasoning there? He says, Midilo Kamar Min Haro In. He didn't say from those that are able to see. He didn't say that. He said, Meroe Achama, which implies that it's including anybody, even if they're blind. All right, then who is it excluding? Right? He's saying, only Roe Achama. So who is he excluding from this nether? Oh, Lafuke Dogim, to exclude fish who are below the sea, and so to say the sun doesn't see them, and the Ubrim, and fetuses. Fetuses are inside the mother. The sun doesn't see them, and they're somebody or something that he would be allowed to still get Hanoah from. The Rush points out in Dibur HaMaschil, Midelo Ka'amar, he says, Va'afilu Omar, even if this guy says, no, I meant Minarom Niskavanti, I meant from those people that look at the sun, that have sight. No, we don't believe him. Lo Tzaisin, we don't listen to him, because Lo Nodar Inish Adai Tidin Avshei, Hecha Di'iko Shinuyo, Kidoma Le'el and Daf Chavei, Gabe Askundri. We don't go like what the person himself says, like in the Askundri case where the guy says, oh, I'm calling these little pieces over here money, and therefore I returned you the money when I said I returned you these pieces. So in any event, here too, the same thing applies. You don't go by what this person said, oh, I meant those people that can see. No, since he used the terminology over here, Meroe Achama, which means those that the sun can see, only excluding Dogim and Ubrin, everybody else is included in the nether, including a blind person. Go to the next Mishnah. Again, the style over here is similar. Hanoder mishechori harosh. If a person makes a nether from people that are what's called shechori harosh. Shechor is dark, and rosh, dark head. What does that mean? So he's asur bekarchin, he's asur even in blind people, and he's asur even ubali sebos, even in older people who have gray hair, white hair. Sarah Lavan. So he's also in all those people because Mishchori Harosh implies men who have Shchore Harosh. And we'll see why that terminology is used for men. However, the Mishnah says, Umutter Benoshim, his nether against Shchore Harosh doesn't include women, and Ubiktanim, and it doesn't do Ketanim. He's allowed to get benefit from them. Only from men, Shchore Harosh, he's not allowed to get benefit from. Why? Because women and children aren't called Shchore Harosh. Only a man are called Shchore Harosh. Shein Nikroin Shchore Harosh, Elo Anoshim. Only men are. Now, why is that? The Gemara says, my time, where do you get this idea that men are called Shchore Harosh? The Gemara says, Midiglo Ka'amar, Mibale Seir. If he wanted to include certain type of men and or certain type of women, he should have said those that have hair. Mibale Seir. From the fact that we bedafka use the terminology of Shchore Harosh, as we'll explain more in a moment, it only means men. Before we explain this, just look at the Rosh in Dibur HaMaschil, also a bit Karachim. So he says that the Bali Hasevos, which I translated as the older people, says, V'cheinami b'mi shesaru lovin. Not only like older people with gray hair, but older people with white hair as well. The Ran points out, and the Ran is found on Lamed Omer Aleph. The Ran says, also be Karachim Bali Sevos. Also be Karach, why is he also in bald people? So afel b'she'en lohem ser, even though they don't have hair. Because they still fit into the category, which the Gemara will explain in a moment, of Shechori HaRosh. And the Bali Sevos, the Alpha Bish Sarin Lovin, even though their hair is white, so nevertheless, they're still called Shechori, dark heads. Now, why is that? Because the Ran continues, Shein Nikorim Shechori HaRosh, Ela Anoshim, and the Gemara will now explain that, so let's go learn the Gemara. So the Gemara tells us, Umutur bin Noshim uviktanim, we quote the Mishnah, it said, but Shechori HaRosh doesn't come to include women or children. Why? Because she'ein nikra'in shchori rosh ala nosh. Because as the Mishnah said, only men are called shchori rosh. Why is that? My time up. So the Gemara says, anoshim men zimnim demechasu reishayu. Sometimes men cover their hair, and the zimnim demegalu reishayu. Sometimes they don't cover their hair. Men don't have a chiv to cover their hair. If they wish, they can have their hair open. Maybe if they wear a yarmulke, but you still can see their hair. Other times they'll wear a hat, they'll wear a hood, and you can see their hair. There's no halacha that men must or must not cover their hair. However, avol noshim li'olam michasu, women have a halacha, certainly married women have a halacha that they must cover their hair. So we never know what their hair color is. Uktanim li'olam migalu, and children, they always keep the hair uncovered. So therefore, when we say shchori arosh, it means darkened head, meaning we don't know what the status of the hair is. That sometimes it's covered, sometimes it's uncovered. Whereas women are always covered, and children are never covered. And therefore, that's why they use this terminology of shchor herosh to define men and men only. As the Rosh explains over here, the zimnin mechase roshahon, the zimnin megalu. By the men, the nikar mishcharusom. We can tell, therefore, the darkening of their heads, shema noshim, that applies to men. The noshim li'olo mechase, because the women, we don't know what their hair is like. We don't know what their head is like. And therefore, lekach mikru anoshim shchori herosh. That's why this terminology of shchori herosh is only applicable to men. Before we go on to the next mishnah, there's one tosos dibra maschul liafuki dog v'urbin that I forgot to mention, and that is, we said that people that aren't seen by the sun, who is that to exclude? So it wasn't people; it was dogim v'urbin. So in that tosos, he brings down miu bitvua uperos, with grain and fruit, v'choldover she'ein baruah chayim, and anything that doesn't have life to it. Also shari, they're also permitted. Afogav the chamaros, so even though the sun sees them, but since he said the kivon sheiskir roei acham, it has to be somebody that can see or be seen by the sun. Mashva dafka bali chaim, that implies only living creatures. Shasuyim liros achama, that can themselves see the sun. So therefore, the sun sees them. It applies, but it doesn't apply to inanimate objects like grain or fruit. So they would still be permissible. And that goes in Siyunim, Osyud says, Shiesh Laminayim. It applies only to things that have eyes and wouldn't apply to things that don't have eyes. And Tosos also adds in Dibra Maschu, Kitanim Liola Miglu, so maybe we should call the children Shchori Arosh. So he says, the Ein Nikroin Shchori Arosh to the children, Ela Osam Shilifamim Nikar Shechrusim. Somebody that it's a question, yes or no, that we use the terminology Shchori Arosh. Furthermore, he adds, Vod Yesh Lefarish, Kitanim Liola Miglu, Bein zichar and bein nekevos, whether they're men or they're women, the children keep their hair uncovered. Vafilu nekevos ketanos, even young girls, she'en nesuas, that aren't yet married, regilos yofe begoli arosh, they were commonly not going to cover their hair. Bein regilin likro shchori arosh, nevertheless, they're still not called shchori arosh. Only people that are called routinely shchori arosh, elo anashim, the kavasayo binoshim, einem shchori arosh, because the women who are married always cover the hair, and therefore we don't use that terminology shchori arosh for them, so we don't use it for anybody else as well. Next mishnah. Now the Haglos Tzidum says that instead of the word min hayilodim, we should use biyilodim. But instead of saying that each time, you'll know what I mean. But I'm going to keep the girsa that we have in the Gemara to make it a little bit easier. But it means the same thing. We're going to say the word yilodim are children that are already born, and no lodim are children that are not yet born. Yilodim, already born, or bi yilodim, and no lodim are to be born. Now, what's the Mishnah telling us? Hanodim and a yilodim. The person makes an ed, he won't get any anar from the yilodim, from people who are already born, so he's mutter bin olodim. So the people that are already born, he can't get anar from, but somebody who's born subsequently to that neder, he would be allowed to get anar from. Mutter bin olodim. But if he says, min hanoladim, if he asks himself from people that will be born, so then the Tanakhama says over here, asur min hayilodim. The Tanakhama, we'll see, is the Chachamim. And they say, no lodim, people that will be born, include those that are already born. It doesn't only mean those that are going to be born, but it includes even those that are already born. That's the opinion of Tanakhama, which we'll see is the opinion of the Chachamim, which will be mentioned again in a moment. Now, the next statement for Rebbe is going to be very enigmatic. I'm going to explain it to you like the Maskon of the Gemara, but it's very unclear at this point in time what it means. But Rebbe says, Matir af bi yilodim. He's Matir even the yilodim. Now, on the surface, that sounds like he's Matir everybody. He's Matir over here, the no lodim, and he says, even the yilodim. The lotion of af bi yilodim implies he's Matir everybody. But that obviously doesn't make sense. And therefore, the Gemara is going to explain that Rav Meir holds that just like we say, when you make an eder for the yilodim, it doesn't include the nolodim. So Rav Meir's opinion ultimately will be, when you make an eder for the nolodim to be born, it doesn't include those that are already born. So Rav Meir is consistent. He says, whatever you said, that's what it means and nothing else. But that the Gemara will explain. In any event, to respond to Rebbe, we have the Chachamim Omrim. The Chachamim say, now, as the Mefarshim bring down over here, the Chachamim is the Tanakhama. They're just now reiterating their statement in response to Rebbe. They say, no, lo niskavein zeh, that this prohibition that the person is taking upon himself is for everybody. It's for anybody that's born from a woman. Anybody that is born, whether they're not yet born or they've already been born. And now we'll see, the Gemara will explain this more clearly. Gemara starts off and says, I don't understand Rav Meir. The Rav Meir, velo mi boy no lodim, elo mi man oser. Wait a second, if you're telling me, the Rav Meir says, matir af bi lodim, so then who is the oser? The guy did make an eder, and he said, he's no der min ha no lodim, so how can you tell me that he's oser on either of them? He has to be oser on somebody. So Gemara says, you're right. Chisuri mechsero v'hachitani. We're missing a piece over here in the Mishnah. As I mentioned many times, Rebbe, when he wrote down the Mishnayis, knew that technically you're not supposed to write down the Mishnayis. And it was Esas Os Hashem Eferu Sosecha. He had to do this because otherwise they couldn't remember it by heart anymore. But in doing so, he still left out pieces every now and then to remind everybody that this is really Torah Shebaal Peh and it shouldn't be written down. We'd have no choice. Esas Os Hashem Eferu Sosecha. And therefore, he puts in Chisuri Mechsero every now and then. So that's what happens over here. The Gemara says Chisuri Mechsero Akhtani. The Mishnah is missing a critical piece, and this is what it's missing. The Mishnah starts off and says, I know there men yilodim mutar ben olodim. The person says, I asked myself getting an hanor from people that are already born, min hayilodim. So mutar ben olodim. The Tanakam and the Chacham say, in that situation, you still are allowed to get benefit from people that will be born subsequent to your nether. But the Tanakam and the Chacham hold, min hanolodim, if a person says, I asked myself to get hanor from nolodim, people that will be born, also be loadim. He's also not only in them, but also people that are born, because as the end of the Mishnah says, lo niskavin ze elamisha darkulivali. It's talking about people that are born of woman, whether they've already been born or will be born. That's what he means. And Rav Meir disagrees with that. Rav Meir Omer, no. Af hanodir min hanolodim mutar bi loadim. Just like when you say chachamim, that hanodir min hayilodim, if you ask yourself from Yilodim, your mutter bin olodim. So too Rav Meir says, if you're asi yourself from no lodim, your mutter be lodim. He says, it's across the board, the same. What you said, that's what you're asi to, but not the other group. So just like yilodim only aser, no lodim or mutter, if you say it the other way around, then you're aser from no lodim, but your mutter in yilodim. That's what Rav Meir says. Omer, afa no der, min han olodim, mutter bin olodim. Ki hechi de no der min han yilodim, mutter bin olodim. He says, you're only answering that which you said. Ah, now we understand. Rav Meir Shita. Amar Rav Papa Abaye. Rav Papa says to Abaye, Lememra, based upon the way we've understood this, the word no law din implies the misyaldin mashma, that they haven't yet been born, those that will be born. But how do you explain the following pasuk? Here's a pasuk that we have from the sons of Yaakov, where it says, Shnei bonecho hanolodim l'cho b'eretz Yitzrayim. When Yaakov tells Yosef that your children, Ephraim and Manasseh, will be like my sons, so if you're using the term nolodim to say that will be born, so are you telling me that Ephraim and Manasseh weren't born yet? Hachinami, this yaldenhu, they're already born. So how are you saying that the word nolodim means always in the future? Shmuel says, oh really? What you're saying then, Elamai, the Elidu Mashma, you're telling me that the word no law that means that they've already been born? That's like the pasuk from Yosef's children. Elo, then how are you going to understand this famous pasuk that we have from Elohim Aleph, where it says, Me'ato dirsiv, hine vein no lad le Beis David, there will eventually be a child born to Beis David, hundreds of years later. And Yoshio Shmo, his name will be Yoshio, and he's going to wipe out all these Avodah Zarahs that you're worshipping. Yoshio was a great king. And they prophesize in the beginning of Malachim that eventually there will be a child born Yoshio. Now, if you're telling me the word no Lord means already born, so Hachanami the Hava, he's already born? Is Yoshio around? Dying, his grandfather Menashe, Lobo. Yoshio's grandfather was Menashe, and he wasn't born yet, so how can you say that Yoshio was born? So obviously the word no lodin or no lod here doesn't mean already born. So where it says, you have one pasuk that says no lodin means that are already born. You have one pasuk that says no lod means that aren't yet born. So which one is it? So where it says, you're right. Elamash v'hochi mash v'hochi. The word no lodin or no lod doesn't have a definitive definition to it that it means past or future. It depends on the context. Ubinidarim holech achel loshu bnei adam, and you have to look at the normal terminology that a person means. So in a situation where we're talking about children that are already born, so no lodim in that situation means already born. But if you're talking about the normal situation, no lodim means that aren't yet born, will be born, and therefore bnei adam holech achel loshu bnei adam, and we follow what is the normal understanding of these words. And as the Rosh explains, that's the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rebbe as to what is the normal understanding. And the Ramasul bin Adorim Holech Achlosh bin Yadim, the Rosh explains, the Rabbanan Savre, the Rabbanan's opinion is, the Beloshum bin Yadim, Luchulu Karu Noladim. The Chachamim say that everybody is called Noladim, both future and past. Only those to be born, we use the terminology no lodim. That's the common language according to Rav Meir, whereas the common understanding according to Nachum is different. And the Ran says the same thing. This exactly is what they're arguing about. The Rabbanan Sabre, the Chihechi She no lodim, Beloshim Torah, Kolel no lodim kvar, Vyasidin Livaleid. Just like in the Torah, as we brought down the pasuk from Ephraim Menashe and the pasuk by Yoshio, so we see the Tanakh, sometimes it's past and sometimes it's future. So Hachanami, Belosh Bnei Adam, so too by Nedarim, when we go after the normal way people speak, so sometimes they mean before, sometimes they mean afterwards. Sometimes they mean children that are already born, sometimes they mean children that will be born. Behind the Hadri Rabbanu, Lameimar, B'Seif, for the Masnisa. That's what the Chacham say at the end of the Mishnah. Lo niskavin said, what was his intention? Ela mimisha darko livolit. It's talking about children born from a woman, whether they're past or future. Lo das shlishihu, and it's not a third opinion. Don't think, as we already said, that there's three opinions in the Mishnah, the Tanakama, Remeir, and the Chachamim. No, the Chachamim are the explanation of the Tanakama. Ela de perushe kamefaresh tamayu. The Amrei danodim and anolodim also bakol. So that's the opinion of the Chachamim. And Reb Meir, we go down a little bit in the Ran, Reb Meir saw by the Belosh of the Adam, lo mikru no lodim elo asidim livolid. The normal way that people use the language no lodim is not like the Torah uses it, but they mean in the future, to be born. And ubi iludim, and Reb Meir holds that we use the terminology ubi iludim, nami, the tavayu modu, the mutter, but osun shasidim livolid. Everybody agrees. Here Reb Meir says, the Chacham, you're modu to me, that Yiludim means only those that are born already, but it doesn't include those that will be born. And that's because Tamayu of Bnei Adam, that's the way we, normal people say Tamayu Mishun Losh Bnei Adam, because the Yilub Losh in Torah, Yehem the Mashma no Lodim Kvar Dechsiv, Kolam Hayilodim Amidbar, Hochanami Mashma Asidim Livolid Kindusiv, Kolabain Hayilod, Hayor Tashlichu. So the Ran points out that if you were to go by Tanakh, you have the Lashon of Yilodim could also be past or present. So here, everybody agrees that you go by Lashon Bnei Adam, and Yilodim only means past. Finally, we just finished off the last quotation from the Mishnah of the Chamim Lo Niskavin Zeh El Mimi Shadarku Livolid. Gemara says, who then is being excluded from this nether? If it's everything that every person that's born from a woman is included, past and future, so who is excluded from this nether? Lafuke Mai? So the Gemara says, Lafuke Dogim, which are not live born, they're from eggs, but ophos, and birds, which also hatch from eggs, and aren't live born. As the Ran says, both of these, in the Dibur Mas, Lafuki Dog and Ophos, Shehem, Matil, and Beitzim, they lay eggs, the fish and the birds, Lo Mitzuru, Bimei, Imon, and they aren't growing inside their mother's stomach. This is a perfect break point, and we'll start the new Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's share.